President Obama's health care overhaul law touches almost every aspect of health care, including birth control. An independent panel of experts is set to make a series of recommendations tomorrow about preventive health care services for women. The report from the Institute of Medicine will help determine if birth control will have to be covered by every private health insurance policy. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Andrea Leyva of Tucson, Arizona, had a full-time job with health insurance, a husband and two children a couple of years ago. But even so, the $25 a month copay for her birth control was hard for the family to afford.
It began to fall into the category of a luxury. Both my husband and I work, but we already had children and a household to maintain.
And so, at age 36, Leyva got pregnant with what she calls her blessed surprise, daughter Alexandria.
So while we're happy that she's here, it was not planned, and had we had some better finances, we probably could have made some better decisions.
Women's health groups are hoping that families like Leyva's won't be faced with decisions like that in the future. If the Institute of Medicine agrees that contraception is a preventive service that's necessary for women's health and well-being, it's likely to be added to a list of benefits that all health insurers will be required to offer without deductibles or co-payments. Deborah Nucatola is Senior Director for Medical Services for Planned Parenthood. She says Leyva is hardly unique. Half of all pregnancies in the U.S. each year are unintended.
And if we could prevent an epidemic of this proportion, that should be justification enough that contraception is preventive care.
But at the same time, says Nucatola, who's also an OBGYN, birth control is about more than just preventing pregnancy.
We can also use it as essential preventive medicine for the 4 million women who have babies every year in the United States, because more and more research shows that spacing your pregnancy, babies born at least 18 months apart are going to be healthier than those born closer together, and that closely timed births are risky for their mothers too.
But not everyone agrees that contraception should be available to the same extent as cancer screenings or childhood immunizations.
There are two reasons that we oppose the inclusion of contraceptives as a preventive service.
Jeannie Monahan heads the Center for Human Dignity at the Conservative Family Research Council. She says the first reason is that requiring contraceptive coverage violates the conscience rights of people, most notably Catholics, who don't believe in artificial methods of contraception.
Say, for example, that I had a problem with it, I would be paying into a plan that would be covering them. So it would be objectionable because I would be paying into that plan. In a way, I'd be forced to pay for it myself.
The other problem, says Monahan, is one that often crops up in discussions of birth control, abortion. Specifically, abortion opponents argue that some emergency contraceptives, so-called morning after pills, can cause very early abortions by preventing the implantation of a fertilized egg into a woman's uterus.
Those 7 to 10 days before a baby can implant, Plan B can prevent that implantation and thereby cause the demise of that baby. So we'd be opposed to those drugs being included because they act as abortifacients.
Plan B is one of two emergency contraceptives that have been approved by the FDA. They're different from the abortion pill mifepristone. Neither emergency contraceptive can disrupt a pregnancy that's already established. But Planned Parenthood's Deborah Nucatola says the whole argument about preventing implantation has been overblown by abortion opponents.
If people want to postulate on a possible theoretical risk of prevention of implantation, they're entitled to do that, but there is no scientific evidence that that is a mechanism of action.
Still, it was the divisive politics of birth control that prompted the Department of Health and Human Services to punt the matter to the Institute of Medicine in the first place. Tomorrow, the IOM officially tosses the decision about whether insurers should cover contraception back into the government's lap. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.